Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about fall season lawn maintenance. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Jay McCurdy, Mississippi State University Extension Assistant Professor and Turfgrass Specialist. So, Jay, what exactly are the types of grasses that we have here in Mississippi?
Amy, we've got really five major warm season grasses. Bermuda, which is the predominant athletic sport, as well as home lawn grass. Zoysia, St. Augustine, centipede grass, and we see a lot of carpet grass. I might also say that bahia grass is sometimes seen. And these are all warm season grasses. Their natural life cycle is to start to go dormant in the cooler time of the year. Much like our deciduous trees, they lose color, they lose leaves, and that's part of their natural life cycle.
All right. Now, there are some things that we need to be doing as far as lawn maintenance. What are some things that we need to be doing right now?
Well, this is the fall time of year. Even though it's late summer, we call it fall because we're starting to see cooler temperatures in the evenings as well as more rainfall. And so when we start thinking about what we need to do this time of year, obviously we're mowing, but we need to begin leaning off on the amount of nutrients we're applying. If we are applying nutrients this time of year, we need to do so with less nitrogen, and we call that leaning, our lawn fertilizer. But we also need to be applying things like potassium and phosphorus according to soil test. Potassium is really important for freeze tolerance in warm season grasses during the cool time of year. So potassium can be supplemented, and that's certainly something we need to think about.
Now, something that we don't often think about is winter weed control. What do we need to know about this?
Well, a majority of us think about weed control during the time of year when weeds are active. And we think about pre-emergence herbicides for spring grasses like crabgrass, goosegrass, and other warm season weeds. Virginia buttonweed comes to mind. That said, in the fall, we also face a lot of different types of weeds. One of them most people ask about is annual bluegrass, or Poa annua. This weed germinates beginning sometime around September 15th, and it germinates throughout the fall and on into the next winter and spring. So we need to start thinking about pre-emergence herbicides this time of year if we do want to prevent that weed from germinating. Some folks like it because it's green year-round, but many of us as weed scientists like to see a more monoculture warm season grass that's gone dormant. To do that, you can find weed and feeds or pre-emergence herbicides that can be applied as a liquid using a calibrated sprayer or as a calibrated granular spreader. And we need to start applying those sometime around late August, maybe early September. You can find these products at your local weed, or at your local feed and seed, co-op, Home Depot, Lowe's. Many different landscapers also have these products available. So this is something we've got to start thinking about this time of year. Another thing to start thinking about is doing all those things like adjusting soil pH. Liming sometimes is a practice we do, but we need to base that upon soil reports. You can get those by sending in soil samples, just the soil, not the thatchy grassy material, to the soil testing lab here at Mississippi State, part of our extension service. You can send those to other independent contractors in the southeast, so you can find that information online. But applying nutrients according to those reports is very important, not over-applying. So that's a very important part of sustainable lawns. Another thing we need to be conscious of is if we want a healthy lawn in the spring, we need to make sure that our mowing practices this time of year favor that. One way to do that is to start raising our mowing heights, although that's sometimes counterintuitive. We actually are providing a denser turf, which is more competitive against weeds. It's also insulating itself from potential freezing and thawing that occurs throughout the winter. So raising that mowing height beginning sometime around August 15th through September 1st, raising Bermuda grass heights maybe up to an inch and a half, St. Augustine heights up to somewhere around 3 inches, centipede heights maybe around an inch and a half to 2 inches. Those are the types of things that we really need to focus on this time of year so that we can have a healthier lawn in the spring.
All right. Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Dr. Jay McCurdy, Mississippi State University Extension Assistant Professor and Turfgrass Specialist. I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.